most encouraging to our hearts this evening. We're going to read a portion together from the New Testament, 1 Thessalonians and the chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians and the chapter 5. And tonight I'm going to read a portion of Scripture and just make some very brief comments upon it. And then we have the video, the show tonight of the Macaulay family. It's their deputation video, and our brother will be here, God willing, this coming Lord's Day to minister at both services, and he will be able to report and to relate to the work in Uganda and to the call of God in his life to go to Uganda. But he requested that we could show the video in advance of him coming, and so we're going to do that this evening. So we'll read a portion together, and that's to encourage us to pray, and then we'll come to the video in just a moment or two. 1 Thessalonians, the chapter 5, and moving down the chapter to the 12th verse. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labour among you and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the Spirit, despise not prophesyings, prove all things, hold fast that which is good, abstain from all appearance of evil, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Brethren, pray for us. Greet all the brethren with an holy kiss. I charge you by the Lord that this epistle be read unto all the holy brethren. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. Amen. And we trust the Lord will add his blessing this reading from his own precious and infallible word. I want you to notice there the words in verse 25. And the Apostle Paul there says, brethren, pray for us. And what we can see in those words is an appeal for prayer. And here's the great Apostle Paul, the greatest missionary that this world has ever seen, and he is appealing for prayer. Whenever you think of the Apostle Paul, whenever he got converted, he was Saul of Tarsus, and we read about that in Acts chapter 9. And the very first thing that the Lord said about his conversion in Acts chapter 9 was, behold, he prayeth. Behold, he prayeth. And so the Lord was wanting to highlight this mark of the believer. Here was the proof and the evidence that Saul of Tarsus, the arch persecutor of the church, the one who by his own testimony was injurious to God's people, he's truly converted because he's praying. Behold, he prayeth. And so prayer is the most natural thing for the believer. Every believer will pray. Every true convert to the Lord will pray. Now, we might not all pray audibly. We might not all pray publicly. But if we're truly converted to the Lord, then we'll all pray. We'll want to be in fellowship with the Lord. We'll want to be in communion with the Lord. We'll want to thank Him for what He has done for us. We will want the Lord to guide us and to direct us through our earthly pathway. And therefore, every believer will pray. And the Apostle Paul here, even in 1 Thessalonians, will assure God's people there of his prayers for them. Just in the portion that we read, you could look at verse 23. And he says, "And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." And there's just one example of how the Apostle Paul prayed for them. But now in this verse of Scripture, he's asking them to pray for him. And actually, it's to pray for the whole missionary team. He says, "Brethren, pray for us." And the Apostle Paul was willing to appeal and to beseech God's people at Thessalonica and to say to them, "Will you pray for us?" Paul, the missionary, needed the prayers of God's people. And the Apostle Paul, as he wrote the various epistles to those churches, he was always appealing to them for their prayers. These words here in 1 Thessalonians 5 and 25, they're repeated just a few pages over in your Bible to 2 Thessalonians and the chapter 3 and the verse 1. And he says there, "Finally, brethren, pray for us." And so when he writes the second epistle, he makes the same appeal, the exact same words, "Brethren, pray for us." On over a little bit further in the Word of God to Hebrews and to the chapter 13 of Hebrews and to the verse 18. They're similar words. Hebrews 13 and 18, again, appealing to God's people. The apostle there writes, "Pray for us. Pray for us. For we trust we have a good conscience in all things, willing to live honestly. But pray for us." You see how that appeal is repeated there? His appeal to the believers for their prayerful support. Whenever the Apostle Paul wrote to the Romans, he was making the same appeal, but he put it a little differently when he wrote to the Romans. And there in the chapter 15 and in the verse 30, he was pressing that appeal a bit more. It's a bit stronger. In Romans 15 and 30, he said, "Now I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake and for the love of the Spirit, that ye strive together with me in your prayers to God for me." There's the appeal of the Apostle Paul to God's people at Rome this time. And he's beseeching them, he's begging them for their prayers. And he's saying, "Strive together with me in your prayers to God for me." And I was just struck as I thought about these different appeals that every church that the Apostle Paul was writing to, he appeals to them for their prayers. Whenever Paul wrote that individual letter of just one chapter to Philemon, and he was writing to Philemon, he wrote to him in such a way that he just assumed that Philemon was supporting him in prayer. And he said in Philemon in the verse 22, "For I trust that through your prayers I shall be given on to you." And so Paul, as he writes to Philemon, He's writing there on the basis that Philemon is praying for him. And Paul says, I trust that through your prayers. And so Paul was assured that Philemon was praying for him. When he wrote to the Philippians, he appealed to them for their prayers. And he said there in Philippians chapter 1 and the verse 19, for I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. And so as the Apostle Paul, writing to the Philippians and suffering imprisonment and hardship for the cause of Christ, he's writing to these Philippians assured that they're praying for him. And he says that this is all going to work out okay. In fact, this is all going to come together for the furtherance of the gospel, and it's through your prayers. It's through your prayers. Through your prayers and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. So how important it is to pray for those who are laboring for the Lord, as it were, in the front line of the battle. And you can see how the Apostle Paul makes this appeal for prayer. And in every one that he writes to, he's repeating the appeal. The church at Philippi, he was confident that they were remembering him in prayer. Then he wrote to the Colossians. And in Colossians chapter 4 and the verse 2, he's exhorting them there to continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. And so he's wanting them to be faithful in the place of prayer and to be watchful in the place of prayer. And then verse 3 of that chapter, he says, with all, praying also for us. And so he wanted them to continue to pray and to pray even for themselves. But then he says, and don't forget about us. Praying also for us, that God would open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds. Oh, pray for us, the Apostle Paul says. Samuel Chadwick, he said, the one concern of the devil is to keep Christians from praying. And he went on to say, he fears nothing from prayerless studies, prayerless work, and prayerless religion. He laughs at our toil, mocks at our wisdom, but trembles when we pray. Oh, the devil wants to keep us from prayer. And Satan trembles when he sees the weakest saint upon his knees. And Paul is saying to God's people, brethren, pray for us. And there in the portion that we read, it's interesting that immediately after he says, brethren, pray for us, he says, greet all the brethren with an holy kiss. I'll not be putting that into practice. That was the culture of the East, and that remains. But he's showing there that affection and that love that God's people have the one for the other, and the bond of love that they have the one for the other. And immediately after he speaks about praying for one another, he's speaking about the love that we have for one another. If we want to have a greater love for one another, let's pray more for one another. Because there, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, having made the appeal, he immediately speaks about the love of brethren and sisters in the Lord. We're going to hear tonight about the Macaulay family and how the Lord has been leading them in their Christian lives and leading them out to the land of Uganda. And I would say tonight we're hearing that appeal from them. And they would be saying to us, brethren, pray for us. And may the Lord burden our hearts tonight to pray. And I know we're focusing upon the Macaulay family and the work of God in Uganda, but Let's not forget our own need here locally. And let's not forget our own tent mission that's coming up in a few weeks' time. And we would say, on behalf of all who are taking part in that mission and supporting that mission in any way, brethren, pray for us. And may the Lord be pleased to answer prayer and to break through amongst us. So we're going to come straight to the video this evening, and it lasts for about 20 minutes, and then we will have a season of prayer together. Thank you.